Well, the main findings are that the level of faith is still relatively high. The fact that only 4% said they didn't believe in God, and also this coincides with the census report for 2006 of the number said they had no religion. The thing that pleasantly surprised me was the number of people who felt a closeness to God, that it was something like 86%. And what disappointed me was the drop in worship by all religions, and by Catholics included. It went from 79% in 88-89, went to church or to worship once a week, down to 42% for the general public and 43% for Catholics. Mm. And that is a shocking drop. But then some people say the norm is now shifted to once a month, and that's at 57% for Catholics at the moment. And that was very serious. The drop in confessions was extraordinary, from 80% in 89 down to 27% a few times a year, and 33%. A third of the people don't go to confessions anymore. I think that's a great tragedy. Totally serious spiritual loss.
Yeah.
Where the causes are, I don't know. The sense of sin. If the sense of sin is dying, then the sense of God is dying. Because if there's a God, he has a will and we must live according to it. And we don't always do so. So we do commit sin. And we have to confess it. And confession is good for the soul. And I think if more people went to confessions, there'd be less going to psychiatrists. The question of prayer life is still quite good. So over 70% pray once a week. And half the people pray once a day or more often. And that's a very, very good thing.
Mm.
In regard to attitudes towards church unity, I was very disappointed there. Back in 83, or back in 72, 73, when I did a survey here in Dublin, 83% thought the unity of Catholic and Protestant churches was desirable. Now that's down to 23%. That's terrible. Now, there's great relations, there's garden party ecumenism, but the real ecumenism working towards mutual recognition of orders, intercommunion, all that stuff, that is certainly has to be revived.
Yeah.
Because I don't see a revival of religion without a revival of a pluralist ecumenical movement. Because it isn't Catholicism that's under threat now, it's Christianity. And even I would like good relationship with the Muslims and the other religions, the genuine believers. And that's why that's serious.
Yeah. And yet, in the way, I mean, if you look at the statistics, could you say maybe that the challenge is on, like, people still have a closeness to God that seems to be well established. Mm. And yet people aren't going to service as much in whatever religion that they
practice.
Well,
they're going. Well, but what do you mean by much?
But it's down. It's down.
No, and only 10% don't go to Mass.
Yeah. But is the challenge then that somehow people aren't finding that closeness at Mass?
I suppose you could say that. But when I asked the people, why didn't you go to church more often? 68% of the Catholics said they just didn't bother. When I asked them, was it important to hand over the religion? A quarter of them said they'd leave it up to themselves. Now, that's indifference. Now, indifference is like mercury in your hands. You squeeze it and it falls out. They're not alienated to the church. They're indifferent. And that's a huge challenge, because it could be the first step towards secularization. And secularization is when religion is totally irrelevant. And we have a very powerful secular media in the world today, and it's coming in through multi-channels and so on. And in order to keep a relevance of God in our lives, now this shouldn't be seen only as a church thing. It's God in our lives, that life has a meaning. And it has no meaning without God. Because then we die, we're buried in the grave, we go down with our corpse. But, and also we need religion for social integration, to have a level of morality, that murder is wrong, that theft is wrong, that truth, falsehood is wrong. Now, the authority for that is the divine revelation. And therefore, we're depriving ourselves of which makes life richer. I know there's a lot of sin out there and the scandals and all that, but they have to be acknowledged, corrected, and make up to the people who are injured. I mean, there's no question about that. But religion is a different thing. religion is so important in the lives of the people that we are less human without it.
Yeah, and yet a lot of people, again, will describe themselves as spiritual but not religious. You hear that a lot.
Well, that's a good thing. Davy, the sociologist of religion, said we are believing without belonging. Well, I don't think you can belong, you can believe that long without belonging. But belonging is tied up to with family and community. So we need support of the family and community. But it's great that people do believe. And we should listen to the people, and we should listen to atheists. I'm glad to see, too, incidentally, that religious prejudice has dropped, and we have more time for atheists and agnostics than we had in the past. Because they are genuine people just as much as believers. But and I believe faith is a gift, the level at which it comes to you. So, of course, it's great. That's why I say that the revival is possible. You want religion, and you want a critical religion. You want an ecumenical religion. And you want a religion, too, that is relevant.